Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
Security Operation for a Millennium Pearl, Part 2.
Guys! Did you hear the news? The beauty's tear has surfaced!
Really? Really?
No kidding! That chubby reporter Hippo said on the TV that the beauty's tear would be on display in Forestville this Sunday. We'll make a fortune if we steal it.
What are we waiting for then? Let's head to Forestville and steal the beauty's tear.
Thieves from all over the world rush to Forestville. Land animals, sea animals, flying creatures, and animals of all sorts gathered in the woods across from Forestville Museum. A mouse wriggled its round body out of a crevice.
Guys, I'll be the one to steal the beauty's tear. Just give up now. There's no way you'll beat me to it.
Who are you? That's some tough talk.
The mouse shook his mustache.
I am the master thief of Watermelon Street. Dodge a mouse. I have stolen 100 pairs of socks.
Huh? 100 pairs?
And I've also stolen 1,000 pairs of shoes.
Whoa! 1,000 pairs? You're awesome!
Suddenly, a burst of mocking laughter could be heard. Then a fox with a mask covering her face stepped forward.
You guys are hilarious! I almost laughed the mask off of my face!
What? What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you, a conceited, silly mouse. 100 pairs of socks, 1,000 pairs of shoes. Your so-called achievements are just small potatoes compared to what I've done.
Blech. Who do you think you are? How dare you laugh at me? Dodge a mouse, the master thief of Watermelon Street.
The fox pulled off her mask and revealed her beautiful face while ruffling her shiny tail.
I am the one and only, the prettiest female thief from Evergreen Grassland, Bonnie Fox.
Wow, what a beautiful lady.
Yeah, she's the most beautiful fox I have ever seen.
Hearing the other thieves sing her praises, Dodger Mouse rolled his eyes.
Well, what have you stolen?
Aircraft.
Whoa! Aircraft?
Well, in fact, the aircraft was a spaceship.
Jeez! You are so amazing!
So, this theft will be a piece of cake for me. The Millennium Pearl will pair perfectly with my timeless beauty. Ultimately, the beauty's tear will be mine. So don't challenge me. You'll be biting off more than you can chew.
A disdainful smile lifted a corner of Bonnie Fox's lips. As she was speaking, waves of squeaking could be heard coming from all directions, as if hordes of mice were lurking nearby, causing everyone to look around, trying to find the source of the sound.
Hey, who is that?
I have no idea.
Suddenly, a figure in a red mantle fell from the sky, whipping up a strong wind and causing countless leaves to fall from the trees. The animals began to see a dashing chinchilla slowly approaching. Their eyes widened and mouths dropped open in shock.
Whoa! The red mantle! The wicked expression! The flowing locks! The falling leaves! It's the Master Red Mantle!
Woohoo! Master Red Mantle!
Red Mantle the chinchilla waved to the animals.
Looks like we're all dying to get our hands on the beauty's tear.
Red Mantle sat down on a stump, crossed his legs with his feet dangling.
Oh, Sheriff Labrador's shoes are so comfortable.
What? Sheriff Labrador's shoes? He's the best and the brightest cop in Forestville.
Master Red Mantle, you've even stolen Sheriff Labrador's shoes. You rule. That's incredible.
Whoa.
The animals gave Red Mantle the thumbs up.
Ever since I started my career, fairness has been my priority. This time around, let's all play fair to get what we want. Whoever is the first to steal the beauty's tear will be the boss. What do you think? Care to engage in a bit of competition with me?
His words frightened the animals into retreating a few steps away from him.
No. I came here to watch the fun.
Yup. I'm just an onlooker.
Game on, Red Mantle.
With a single stride, Dodger Mouse came face to face with Red Mantle. He stood on his tiptoes, with his hands resting on his hips, and the ends of his whiskers twitching.
I ain't afraid of you.
I'm in.
Bonnie Fox did a cartwheel and glared with what seemed to be red flames lighting up her eyes.
Nothing scares me.
Okay, I'll see you on Sunday at the Forestville Museum. Be there or be square. Show me what you're made of!
Whipping up three gusts of wind, Dodger Mouse, Bonnie Fox, and Red Mantle the Chinchilla each disappeared into the woods instantly. All the others stood there, looking at each other in surprise.
Now for some fun!